The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
We're podcasting. We're tech geniuses. Thank you for joining us at the hashtag I'm on Sword podcast. If you haven't had a chance to rate, review, and subscribe, please do. It helps us. Everybody sees it. They get happy about it. Tell a friend. Also, if you want to come see these two broads do a live show, we're going back on the road in October. So get your tickets at imonsohard.com. It's a two-person stand-up show. We're very excited about it. It's definitely R-rated. We are definitely not in the business of telling you how to do your job better. We are simply here to make you laugh and not cry.
Yes. And R-rated in that it's basically the same level of what we talk about here. So don't anybody worry that, you know, Kristen's going to go X-rated. Topless.
I said R-rated. Oh. Topless counts. You can go topless and R-rated. You back in the 80s, you could go topless and PG.
Oh, my God. I know. Kristen is podcasting from her official podcast office in her house.
If you want to call that Eleanor's old bedroom.
That's what it is.
And you know what? I actually really love it. It's just a complete disaster and I need to organize everything and I have zero time and we are getting ready to go on a 10-day vacation and I'm not even sure if we have passports. It's also going to be, I don't want to surprise anybody, but I did a weather check and Ireland is not, it's not tropical.
It's cold. I was thinking this the other day, and maybe I'm trying to make myself feel better, but I kind of don't think it makes sense in the summer always to just go somewhere hot. Like, you're going to go to like Hawaii or Cabo, I think going in like January might be better.
I mean, that sounds amazing as well. I'd like to say yes, yes, and, but it could be 110 degrees and the most perfect weather outside. And if somebody gives me a trip to Hawaii, I'm going and I'm leaving. Like if they literally, have you seen these TikTok videos where there's a guy that walks up to a couple and they're horrible. Don't watch them. But if they come up on our FYP, it's because I watched two. Where this guy has $10,000 in cash and he asks the dude, he goes, if I give you $10,000 right now, will you break up with her? And both dudes said yes. And the girl is left devastated. All I'm saying is if somebody came up and said, look, will you leave for Hawaii right now, but you got to leave your family behind for 10 days. I would say you could give me $2,000.
I think those women are very lucky that they get, because now they know that those guys are like total broke dicks. Because who does that for only $10,000? It's not like millions of dollars. Like if a guy's like, oh my God, $10,000, his earning potential is low, ladies.
That guy's working at not a cool place. He's, you know, I've got ideas of where that guy might work, but I don't want to insult anybody that works there that's a nice person.
Hey, it's I'm sure it's an honest day's work, but that guy,
he's gonna have that same job in 20 years, ladies. So he's not a real climber.
And odds are he's gonna like probably leave you anyway for a lady that's worth about, you know, $10,000.
C'est la vie. C'est la vie, dickheads.
Exactly. Okay, well, I have this thing that I thought would be really funny to do today, Kristen. Okay. I got to put my readers on for this.
Same. My readers have by the way, if you want to watch this, it's going to look a little different. We're doing this remotely today because I got a skadoots with my daughter. So we're doing this remote and it's going to look like this for a little bit, but we really like doing it like this for some reason. It feels like we're on a phone call, which always feels really fun because Jen and I don't want to shock you. We can also talk on the phone for a very long time. We can talk in person for a very long time. We can talk on the phone for a very long time. And we can talk across a room without eyes for a very long time. But if you want to watch this podcast, you can go to YouTube. And I would just like to say that my readers have some sort of a weird yellow tinge to them. So I look like Burt Reynolds. See what I mean?
Kristen's wearing, what are they called? What the, not progressives. They're the ones that adjust to the light.
Transition lenses.
Kristen's got her transitions in today.
The transition lenses. Look, I make fun of myself about how I dress all the time. If I wear transition lenses, you just need to end me. Don't let me do that. Don't let me go down. I don't want anyone to tell me how convenient they are. Because if I want transition lenses, I have given the fuck up.
I tell you what, though, I feel bad making fun of them because I don't if like a grown adult is wearing them. But a lot of times they get them in kids' lenses, you know, to make like kids who have.
It doesn't make me feel bad. Kids get a pass. Everybody knows they're wearing braces and glasses and then they have a glow up. I'm talking about anything older than I am right now. If I roll into you and I've got transition lenses on, you know why. It's not because my eyes need it. It's because I don't want to have to change my glasses into sunglasses and I have lost myself.
Yep. Well, I don't want to disappoint you too much too, but besides that, my daughter, she is going to get some sports goggles, which I think are super cool just to up the it girl factor. But her retainer's gone. She graduated out of the retainer, so she doesn't have to wear it anymore. She's getting a permanent device installed so that when her big teeth coming on the bottom, she's good to go. And I'm just not ready to let that part of my life go yet.
What do you mean, orthodontia?
No, her cute little retainer. Like, it's such a big part of our day. It's gone. It's done. It broke. And we went to the orthodontist yesterday and he's like, I don't think she needs it anymore. I think she needs this like permanent thing. And
you know what, though? Let it go. You're going to get her in sports goggles. She's still squarely in the middle of the phase that you're loving.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Sports goggles are a humbling and necessary piece of equipment because my husband had to wear sports goggles, and nothing makes me laugh harder than thinking of my husband running down the court wearing. And then his mom, I think she got a deal on 2-for-1s glasses for him and her. And so my husband in pictures, and it's noticeable, is wearing like large frame Sally Jesse Raphael glasses that are red. They're red, Jen. They're not see-through or light pink or even all the silver that was back in the day. They're red. So I think him and his mother in her single days got matching glasses.
I do think the 90s had some real interesting ideas on glasses because I did know guys that wore those like big. Like it feels they should come with like a turtleneck and a V-neck sweater, you know, like
what fashion-y. They were just necessity. So whenever you got glasses back in our day, they weren't cool. They were just to fit on your face. So they were always like rectangle shaped and now of course, cause Gen X's are coming in hot. We're like wearing like cool big frames and the kids. And oh my God, if you just want to see me come undone, show me a baby with either a helmet or those little baby wraparound glasses that look like little baby sports goggles. I'm dead.
Oh my God.
It's the cutest.
They're so cute.
I can't even make sense of that.
They're rubber, you know, yeah. So they can sleep in them and just all this stuff. They're so cute.
And then they have videos where they show a little one seeing their mommy for the first time in clear view and the baby smiles.
Destroy me.
God.
Destroy me.
I saw my period immediately. Just like insta flow.
Also am tempted to let Delilah try contacts. So the only reason we're thinking about it is for soccer and stuff like that, because soccer's one thing, lacrosse is another thing. Like she really has bad eyesight. So I know it's like kind of like blurry when it comes to the soccer ball, but a lacrosse ball is so small. Yeah. Yes. She really needs to be able to see that. But I Googled it. I mean, I did my research. Like people say, they say like you can let them try it like age 8. It just depends on the kids, like how after the first loss of the retainer, she it really like taught her a lesson, and she's been really like strict about it. So I think she'd be okay. Like,
it's just putting a finger in your own eyeball, putting them in. Jamie's daughters, both, or the oldest one has sports goggles and has the same thing, and she's super sporty. And so they opted for contacts, and he was like trying to put it in her eyeball, and like, they're not easy. Contacts are like, I remember my friends always like, Lynn and Danelle, and everybody would have contacts, and like Lynn's was popping out everywhere we went. She would stop people. We were at Bader Lake, and like 25 people were looking for her contact lens that was on the sand. Like they're
yeah.
I have a whole new understanding for people with bad vision that I did not have a sensitivity to before. Having your vision go like right now where I'm just needing readers is the most frustrating, aggravating. I can't imagine how people feel when they get LASIK and they open their eyes and they're like, oh my gosh, this is what my husband said. This is what leaves look like. He always thought they were smudges. I mean, that stuff just also another video series. If you want to just have me destroyed all day, show me a freaking video where they get those glasses that cost a bunch of money that help you see color if you're colorblind.
Oh, and this
asshole gives it to, they all chipped in and they got Roger a pair of these glasses, and then they put a bunch of balloons in front of him. And then they give him the glasses and then he knows what he's missing. See you
later. Poor Roger. No, that's Roger. A big deal. It's yeah, you do take it for granted if you haven't had to deal with it. Contacts a long time ago were rough.
Yeah.
But they're so much easier now. They're like super soft.
Yes.
You really don't feel them. Like, if you lose one, it's not the end of the world. Like, they're not $1 million.
Have you worn them? Have you worn contacts in your life?
Oh, yeah. Even 20 some years ago when I wore them, they were so much easier. I would get like a 6-pack from Walmart and they're disposable. And I don't know how long you're even supposed to wear them, but I could make a 6-pack last like 6 months easy. So I'm not
like, well, Amy, what? Looks like that left eye is not supposed to be swollen shut. Are you supposed to be at this bar right now?
Yeah, no, I got one good eye. Yeah, no, it's fine. You know what you do? You dip them in vodka. It kills the germs.
God.
Rinse them out in the sink and they're fine.
Oh, my God. I know you're not kidding.
I am not kidding. But actually, I got LASIK really early and I want to get it again. And I'm trying to get my husband to get it again, too.
I will get it. If it means I don't have to wear readers.
Yeah, I think it's a I'm going to start doing my Googling on it very soon.
We're Googling a lot of things, you guys, lately. We're Googling a lot of things.
We are. And okay, so I saw this on TikTok, and you know how I'm obsessed with Selena Gomez.
We all are. By the way, you never hear me say this. I am not this person. I am obsessed with her blush. It is very crumbly, and I've broken two with just my regular clumsiness, but they do shatter. But that, what do you call it? The what is it when it's glowy? You know, like the highlighter
or bronzer. I think that's just her blush.
Yeah, the blush. Yeah. It's just it looks real dewy on your face, and it's the most, it's weird that I'm obsessed with it. I never talk like that, and I'm, can't wear enough of it.
So I fell down a rabbit hole the other day of watching her and Benny Blanco.
Oh my God, it's so cute. Love is in the air, you guys. There's so many love stories going on right now.
I love him. He's, I don't know awesome. Who he is or where he came from, but he is so hot.
You know what? It's because he's not hot. That he's hot.
What?
He's not traditionally hot. He looks like a Muppet.
He looks a little filthy.
I know, and you like filthy. Ew. But he is, I think he knows how to love her. You know what I mean? He is.
That's all I imagine, Kristen, is just him loving her. That's, I mean, they're both just beautiful people in my opinion. And I just go down a rabbit hole. Like sometimes they're really like up in each other's grill on their Instagram or TikTok. And I'm into it.
What? And they do like those funny videos, those cute videos of like, who told who they love them first? Who's the most romantic? Who's the most? And I'm like, I am here for this, you young love.
I want to play this game with you today, Kristen. Everybody's making this video of like,
is this me?
Yeah, you and I are going to play this game.
You know I love this, Jenny. Make everybody think we're married.
I know. But I do. Okay. I got these, all these questions off of today.com.
Okay.
Because also I think like they're like icebreakers or whatever at parties. But I was like, I think maybe people who listen to us or have like watched the videos for a while, I want them to be able to like play along and guess.
Okay.
And then you and I can kind of like explain it.
Okay.
So, okay. Oh, shit. I just read the first one. Oh, I don't. Okay.
When was the first time you and Jenny French kissed? Easy.
Okay.
Halloween 2000. I'm just kidding.
Okay. Here's a good one. This is a good friend one.
Okay.
Okay. Which one of us is most likely to take a week to respond to a text? It's me.
It's me. It is so Jen. It is so Jen. And in that week, I travel that she does not like me anymore, that I have disappointed her, that she isn't my friend, that I, and then I circle it and I'm like, well, I'm not going to respond to her when she text messages. And then she'll text and I couldn't respond.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Passer.
I'm just bad at it because I turn off my notifications. Like I turn off the sound. Kristen turns off her actual notifications. Like do you, but somehow still she has responded before you've even sent the text. Like I can't tell you how many times I've been like, hey, what time are we? And she goes, I'll see you at 4. I'm like.
Well, we're also sharing the same brain. So we start to think about those things at the exact same time. We both texted each other the exact same thing at the exact same time. Worn the exact same outfit. I mean, it's at this point weird. Like, and I also like it because I like don't need as much brain real estate. But
yeah,
100%. I've learned because when you don't respond, I'm like, first of all, you know, I go through like she doesn't like me now. I don't like her now. I'm gonna and then I'm like, wait, is she hurt? Is she okay? Wait, where did she go last night? Who was she with? Wait, how? And then it's true crime, and then you respond, and then I'm calm.
And then I'm like, I just woke up.
Yeah.
Or
I'm fine. Then I'm fine. I'm honest.
Sorry. I was at the pool.
Yeah, I'm something. Honestly fine.
I also, and this makes my husband crazy, if I leave the house and I don't have my phone, I'm like, oh, okay, I'll just go to the grocery store, do, like, he will not do that. He will come back to the house
to get his phone.
Yeah. And I'm like, that kind of means like you're addicted to it a little bit. Like
I have, it's so funny we're talking about this. I had a terrible phone day yesterday. When my anxiety is pitched, I'm on my phone too much. As though I can control the world by managing what we do in our lives and stuff through the phone. It's not the way to get tasks done, in my opinion, that feels the best way to get them done. Like getting this office switched in my daughter's room downstairs, bless my husband, felt like I got something done. But being addicted to my phone, and I'll go through days where I'm on it nonstop, and then I'll go through some days where, like, I'll even say to you, I'll be like, I'm gonna jump off the grid. And like, I am so much happier when I'm not on it. Do you know what I mean? I see things in 3D. I feel like I like watching people. My brain shuts down. But when I'm having pitched anxiety, which I do, a diagnosed anxiety disorder, I enjoy making it worse by getting on my phone.
Yeah. Well, I do this thing. It made me think of you, but also I was like, oh, that's me. Because sometimes I like have my phone down and I'm like, okay, I'm going to be with the kids. Like I'm going to be present. They're like trying to show me something or like, let's have a conversation. And I'm like, oh, I just need to look up on my phone, like what day I'm doing X or something like that. So then I get on my phone and I'm like, ooh, I got a notification from Poshmark. Let me go check Poshmark. And then I don't know if that's in style. Let me go to Instagram and see if anybody's wearing that right now, because that is a good deal.
I would rather just make the admission to myself that I want to lay on the couch and look at TikTok and waste time. I'd rather just tell myself, you can waste 15 minutes of your time than try to convince myself what I'm doing is productive, because it's not.
We just got to you got to set aside time for that. Like,
yeah,
I do tell myself too, like, it's okay. Like, it's what we do. Yeah. Like, it's our jobs kind of. So I'm like, I need to set aside time to like, look at this stuff. So the meme that I saw that reminded me of you was there's this like deep sea, like scuba diving. And it was like, I just came on here for a recipe. And it's 2 hours later and I'm learning about the North Sea. It's like, it's so true.
It's my encyclopedia of knowledge. By the way, if you ever hear me say, I read this article about that is a fat lie. I saw on TikTok and I know 2 minutes worth of information at my best. I could be like, yeah, I just read about this shark attack. And someone could go there and I could be like, I think it was a river in Massachusetts. And they're like, absolutely not. Not even sharks live there. So I'm learning nothing. I'm doing nothing. But sometimes I like to let my brain waste time for 15 minutes.
Totally.
But I've really tried to turn a corner and read more and put my phone down more. But there just is that it does come with my anxiety disorder. Next question.
Okay. Which one of us is most likely to forget about dinner plans?
Oh, about me. 100% me. Without... Not only forget dinner plans, go the day before to the house that I think we're having dinner at, show up.
Huh? I mean, with a side dish.
With a side dish. And they say, oh, that's not till tomorrow. I've done that 3 times in the last 2 weeks. I went to a birthday party with Eleanor and I got to the door and I was like, oh, we're not supposed to be here yet. Got there at 2, weren't supposed to show up till 6. Walked back home. There's nobody that has screwed up more appointments. It's because of my ADD that I have the death of me is the freaking Google Calendar. When I can write it down, I am so much better off. And then everyone's like, why don't you write it down? Because if you saw our calendar and how many times things get changed and how many times I would need a calendar the size of a Honda Civic. So it is, I'm still figuring it out. I live and breathe by our Google account. I set reminders. But I will mess up a 2-car funeral.
Okay, here's the next one.
Okay.
Most likely to marry someone they just met.
Oh boy. I'm just giving my hand up.
Both of us are pretty guilty of that.
I think we're both in our own right. And
we were young and adventurous.
Jen was very young. Jen was so young that had I known her then, I would have grabbed her by her hand and said, what in the hell are you doing? We don't get married in Vegas. You make mistakes that are like on the gambling table or on a strip-up pole mistakes.
No, you would have been like, we're from Nebraska. You have the full big-ass wedding at this age.
I want the mints. I want the mints.
Yes. I want you to have 14 bridesmaids that were just in your homeroom last year. Get married young, you guys. Okay.
Oh, my.
Ooh, Kristen, okay. These ones are fun. Then, okay, ready?
Remind me that we got to do a podcast about bridesmaids because
I've
been 11 and a half times, and that's a story to tell. Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Who's most likely to keep a secret?
You.
Yeah.
Actually, here's what I would say. You could tell Jen your deepest, darkest, and she's a vault. And she doesn't even do the thing where if someone's trying to get the information, you have that look of like, I know something. Like
the eyebrows.
And like, if you guess it, it's not really telling the secret. Like that, none of that bullshit. You're like a vault. Like you're like a good poker player. Me, I forget people tell me stuff.
Yeah.
So I think I'm a safe bet because the ticker tape is short. And I probably started to go like download different information. And I'm like, wait, what? Did she just say that she was having an affair or we were going to a fair?
So I will say, if you tell me that this is a secret or like you don't want people to know this, I'm good. If you just say it, I'm like, oh, that's interesting information for me to help other people feel better about their situation about.
You know, somebody like, has to tell you this is a secret. If I was like, hey, I got a weird thing on my right side of my butt, would you be like, well, that's weird because Kristen found a weird thing on the right side of her butt, too.
1,000%. Okay. 1,000%.
Don't go telling people about my butt.
I think it's because, like, I'll tell too much about myself, so I just assume, like, we're all okay with it,
right?
Know.
Eleanor, you know, Eleanor's 11, and we're in the ramp up into puberty, right? So, but very heightened in the sense of all things kind of embarrassing, right? And so yes. I was talking to somebody, I didn't know them. I think I was just in a department store. And I said something like, oh, you got to try those bras. They're way more comfortable. And Eleanor, it was like, I was like, you should look at my vagina and see if it looks like your vagina. Eleanor was like, you are too open. I'm like, girl, do not come to our live show. Uh-oh. You can't, you're not allowed, but... being open is like my jam. I don't know any other way to be.
Okay, here's another one. Who is most likely to be secretly wealthy? It's Kristen.
No way.
Kristen's like, you guys, I've been saving.
No.
I do believe this. I haven't. Kristen has not spent her milk money since she was in kindergarten.
That's really nice, but that is not how it is right now. I will tell you, I do think I lived... In a philosophy that I was going to have to move back to Nebraska if I didn't have like money saved to like fall on. If I was living in LA and LA is so expensive, I had all this like, I was just really scared. So I was a lost shopper, like always.
Oh,
I never went to Starbucks. Not really until I was 40. Like, so just 2 years ago. What's up? Kids ruin everything and change everything. And like, I was unknowingly frugal because I just didn't think I could do those things. But now I would go back and I would change so many things. I would go on the vacation. I would stop trying to work so hard all the time and give myself a break. And I just was like a dog with a bone because I was like, you don't know when you're going to have to move back. You're going to have to live with your parents. Your mom's going to want to organize your shit all the time. You got to stay here.
I think that would be an interesting topic to have as a whole podcast because like my brother and I were talking and like with my parents like 80s divorce and then like fighting over money and stuff like that. I think we always thought there was like lack, which is a really bad like place to get your like financial impulses from because There's times where I'm like, oh, it's always going to be like this. I might as well just live it up right now. Or, I just read this thing and I was like, oh, Kristen would love this. It was just like a quote that said, you have to teach yourself to make do or do without.
Yeah.
Which literally is a thought that has never crossed my mind.
Yeah. I always think needs, not wants. Like, do I need it or do I want it? And when you're trying to lean out for whatever reason and God – Like, LA is so expensive in every way. And it's easy to get caught up. It's easy. Like, you want the nice stuff and you want the nice car and you want the nice house and you want the, and all of that is totally normal to want. And when you're in a city that is five times as expensive as every other city, it is a different, you have to contend with the fact that your premium is to live here. So it's just different. And so I love that you think I have hidden money. I did when I got married. I forgot that I put money away for a wedding and we found it 6 years later.
Oh my
God. $8,000 in an account and it was supposed to go towards our wedding and I had forgotten about it. But good thing we had a baby. So that money came in handy. I don't know. And I got my wedding dress for literally like $600. I just was one of those people.
I love to get a deal. Well, that's the other thing is I do like to buy shit, but I always make sure I get a good deal on it. But I do have a secret divorce fund that my husband knows about, and he calls it the secret divorce fund. I will never divorce him, but I will always have like this account.
Oh, yeah. And it's like my parents used to call it a funnest fund.
That's a lot nicer than secret
I call it oh shit money.
Yeah.
You know, but yeah, right now those accounts are real lean, but I'm doing my best, man. You see me in an Uber, don't be weird about it. I am one of those people that I will work. When it comes down to it, I'll just work. I have no shame. Like if there's an opportunity for me to work or to save or to do something like that, I will do it. And I've gotten better about, I've been saying to people like, we can't really swing that right now because we're saving for Ireland. I think it's perfectly fine to tell people you're not in a position to go out and throw a bunch of money around. And I think people find it comforting and they go, oh God, thank God, us too. Because we'll just say, hey, we'd rather just like hang out by our pool and do burgers and pizza. We're not going to do anything fancy. And everybody is always like, you can see a breath of fresh, like a breath of relief. And I'm like, because everybody is feeling the pinch right now, unless you have generational wealth and a billionaire dad, like or a billionaire mom, good on you. That ain't me.
I do think it's better to say those things too and like normalize it and like think your finances out loud in front of your children, not to stress them out because you shouldn't like give your children like adult problems or something. But like Delilah has birthday money. She has cash. So we were going to get her friend. We're going to the mall to pick out a birthday gift for her friend. And I was like, you need to bring your money because if you see something that you want, you're going to buy it with your money. And we went in the goddamn Sanrio store, which nothing pisses me off more than that because if somebody who wants to, that's like the Hello Kitty, all those, that whole franchise. As somebody who like hates to get a bad deal, everything in there is literally like 15 times what it should cost.
I agree.
Absolutely crazy. So we go in there and she wants to get something for her friend for her birthday. And she's like, I want this. I go, okay, you're going to spend your money on it. And she's like, I don't want this.
Exactly.
All of a sudden it's her money. And she's like, oh, getting real like.
Kids are Ebenezer Scrooge when it comes to their own dough. But when it's yours, it's like money, money. Finn's like, hey,
make it rain.
Finn's like, you know, can we get acai bris? And I'm like, sure, do you have money in your wallet? And he's like, and I go, hey, dude, those are $9 a pop. You figure it out. But you're not going to just get yourself one. You're going to also offer one for your sister. And he's like, jeez, mom, after tip, that's like $24. I'm like, welcome to my world, bro. But you've got money and I do not. So there you go.
Oh, my God. I know. We go to Wetzel's Pretzels and it's 30.
Forget it.
Oh, my God. I can't even.
A pretzel. Okay. I'm just not a fool.
Okay, these are easier, quick ones, though. Okay. Most likely to buy a lottery ticket.
Not me. Absolutely not.
Totally. I love it. I love a scratcher. I don't actually like the one where you have to wait because I'm immediate. I want the dopamine blast like right then, which is why I do penny slots. Okay. Most likely to borrow something and not return it. I'll wait.
Kristen, 100% Kristen. Not only yellow that, ball. Fall in love with it and kind of go. Maybe I'll just return it when she asks for it.
She's not using it. I see her not using
it. Still not using it. By the way, can we just say the greatest fan story of our life? I mean, there's so many, but this is pretty epic. Is when Jen and I have this, if you haven't listened to this, the short version is Jen had this cute yellow ball. I borrowed it for some reason. And it was part of a stack from Costco that was very hard to find. And it was the middle part of the stack.
I brought it to her house with like a salad in it.
And I cleaned it and then I put some lemons in it. And it looked very darling in my kitchen. And so every time Jen came over, I would hide the bowl because I didn't want her to ask for it back. And then one time I forgot and Britt saw the bowl and I saw him see the bowl. And I saw him look at Jen and go, that's our yellow bowl. And then I saw Britt and I was like, I get the bowl. And then he laughed so hard because I had admitted that I had held the bowl forever. And then I went back to Jen's house 2 weeks later and they were using it as a wallet bear for their dogs. I was so pissed. And then
that was my husband's waspy passive aggressive way of dealing with that because the guy barely buys anything. He buys this stack of bowls. He's obsessed with
it. How do I know? It's a great bowl. But then a mom saw that video or saw us talking about that, found it hilarious, and sent me her yellow bowl, to which I have to this day.
Yes.
And I use it all the time. And I wrote my name on the bottom because I marked my territory. Thank you very much.
Yep. Kay. That's smart. It's smart to put your name on the bottom of it. I have learned.
So did you not use it?
Most likely to get lost on a road trip.
100% me.
You think so?
Actually,
I think because you know that about yourself, I think you're going to follow GPS.
Yes.
And I think I'm going to go off and look for like a side thing or something. And
I think we would equally get lost and we would equally find our way. And together we could win America's Greatest Race or whatever that is. Because we did an escape room together, and Jen and I spent so much time together. All of us adults got together and we did an escape room. And it was like, if you've seen Inside Out 2, it was like Jen and I were like stone cold, just chill. And one after the next solving the clues, and everyone else around us was like anger and anxiety, like literally sweating. The other two dudes were doing all right, but we were like, we knew each other's language. We knew what we were good at.
Yeah.
We knew what, like how to calm. Like there is, our entire lives have been escape rooms. So that wasn't that big of a surprise.
We were both bringing so much of the same thoughts to the table that it was like, we should probably split up and be on somebody else's team.
We tried, but then we ended up getting together and we're like, let's just win this. I want to go eat. Like, let's get out of this thing. And we were like,
I was like, how come they don't serve drinks in here?
I know.
I guess because it would slow things down. But
there was like one dad crying in the corner, like, I don't like small spaces. I'm like, well, don't do an escape room, dummy. Like
these ones most likely to. I'm just going to read them all three at once.
Let's go.
And just I'll own them. Who is most likely to be married in Vegas?
Jen.
Who is most likely to buy a designer purse?
Jen.
Who is most likely to stay up all night?
Jen.
Who is most likely to cancel plans to take a nap?
Kristen!
Who is most likely to have a messy room?
Christine. Yes, absolutely.
This one's kind of funny, too. Who is most likely to Uber a short distance instead of walking? I think it depends on the day,
On the day.
Because both of us like to walk, but both of us don't like to walk sometimes.
I would say if it depends on if we're traveling or if we're just out and about. If we're out and about, I'm fine to walk. If we're traveling, I'm like, crying out, okay, if I'm taking an Uber from Concourse A to Concourse A1, I'm not walking.
God, it depends on the shoes. It depends on what you're carrying. It depends on time of day.
We've become like stellar travelers. I remember that flight that we missed by like 7 minutes to Chicago. Like we were either in Chicago and it was to go home and we'd been on the road for like 8 days. And you, like Jen, when Jen sweats, it's on the top of her lip and it's between her eyebrows.
Sweaty woman.
She's glowy and I just get red blotches. And we were both looking at each other like, and I think we were crying and running. Jen's lips were all tight.
If there's a bunch of us like going to a concert or something like that, I'll be like, let's just get a car. Let's all just like split a car.
It's never to be cheap. It's not to be cheap. You know what I mean?
No. And it's also, it might sound like prima donna-y, but every time you do it, people are like, oh my God, I'm so glad we did this.
I know because you're wearing heels most likely. It definitely depends on my shoe game.
100%. And I don't want to like wear like a fancy outfit to go to Dolly Parton and wear sneakers.
No.
Okay. This one, we're going to do an entire podcast on.
Okay.
We just have to.
Okay.
I'm going to make a note. Who is most likely to keep a diary?
Oh, Jesus. Not anymore. I learned my lesson. If you don't want it said out loud, don't write it down.
Kristen has the world's most hilarious middle school into high school diary that anyone has ever had. And I think there are some days I wake up and I thank Terry for sending that diary.
If you don't know about this, why don't you explain it, Jenny?
So Kristen's mom sent her this suitcase full of all this memorabilia from her youth. And in it was this little diary with a lock that had red, yellow, and blue balloons on the front.
Looked like I was a 2-year-old.
And if she hadn't filled out every damn page of that diary, I mean, and every page of it was the most tragic love story, like unrequited love with somebody named like
Brad, Josh,
Brad, Travis,
Trent,
Chad.
Josh. I mean, God. The list, it was like Dallas for like nobody getting action.
And it was and of like, course, well, it, he's dead to me. Kind of, and
do the thing. Legit, so we found the diary. I pooped my pants. I ran into the bathroom. I didn't really poop my pants, but I shut the door and I looked at the diary because I was like, maybe this is from like fifth grade or something. And sure enough, it was from my freshman year. So, you know, it was real steamy. And 30 minutes later, after hard pressing and a lot of like different angles of coming at me, like my husband, like doing this quiet conversation going like, hey, you need to let her read this. You need to let Jen read your diary. I'm like, oh, you just blow. Do you know I'm blasting? And the agreement was we would just let her open it and read whatever page. So I was like, all right, fine. And of course, the one page you find is the freaking humdinger. And it's, I'm in a love triangle and I'm the only one in the triangle. And yeah. And I am in love with everybody and it's achy. And
he loves somebody else.
Named Megan Wall.
Megan Wall.
Please do that.
Kristen was like, stop reading. She's still alive. She's going to hear this. She's going to see it. It's so upsetting. It was the best.
Please do your thing that our little friend that we met on the road and his boyfriend say to each other all the time about my dad getting a job.
Dad just got a job in Grand Island. I sure hope we move. I could just hear the passion in her bubble writing, you guys. We got to go back to it. At least to just relook at the things that we've already exposed,
absolutely.
Kristen.
Absolutely.
Just for the podcast audience.
No. I mean, I put that sucker under lock and key. I didn't even tell Colin what it was because I know, I'm like, you want to see, and I read more and I was like, Jesus, Kristen, have you no shame?
But the funny thing is it's so meaningful to you, which is why it's funny to us, because no one cares. Like, even the people who were mentioned were like, yep, it's me. I feel good about it. I like
it. You know what was so cool? I have to say, the coolest part of that terrible experience, which is always like silver lining kind of stuff I like, is we did that video. I was mortified. We read the diary. And then those bros that were mentioned, all of their wives reached out to me and said that like totally made them put like a feather in their cap. And they were all having like, you know, conversations about memory lane, which I just love. Like, it's not about me. It's just it is nice. It is a little bit about me because nobody noticed me back then. What's up? And then when we did our live show, we showed that clip at the Grand Island show. And
they were in the front row.
And Jeff and Trent were there. And I was like, and by the way, they still hold up. They're gorgeous. So it went, and the wives are great. And everybody was fun. And it was super good.
Okay. So here are some quick ones.
Okay.
Most likely to sleep with a childhood teddy bear.
Me too.
Oh, both of us. Yeah probably. Okay. Most likely to re-gift a present.
Me. Kristen. I think I've re-gifted gifts that people have given me.
This is a fun one. Most likely to break up a fight.
Me. Actually, no. I think both of us are very good at, I think we both do that in a very different way. But I think there would be part of me that would instantly worry about you getting in there. Do you know what I mean?
I think together we would 100% be
if
like,
you,
we got this.
You,
let us break this up.
Yeah, if you got in there first, I'd be worried about you. If we got in there together, we would stop the fight.
I think so.
Yeah.
I think so. Okay. Who's most likely to write a bestseller?
Both of us. I don't know. I'm sorry. We've already done that. What? Stay tuned, y'all.
Speaking of that, I have a hot flash.
Okay, great.
Hot flash, hot flash. Hot flash.
Okay. Sorry.
You know what? I have a hot flash into a mom box. Have we ever done that before?
Go for it.
I wanted. So I'll tell you who the hot flash is and why I just remembered it.
Okay.
And then I'm going to tell you, then I'll read the mom box. Okay. Where are my readers? Okay. Okay. So my hot flash is Keanu Reeves.
Oh, God, done. Full stop.
Who just wrote a book called The... I mean, he's...
All of
okay,
it.
He's a movie star, a teen crush.
Adult crush.
In a band.
In a band.
Like...
Kind of a hippie, hear, loving.
Nice, generous, like drives a Kia.
Married and is with a woman who is his contemporary and is has gray hair and is a perfectly... beautiful but normal person, and
he's like a normal guy.
He's and also all of this shit that is recorded all the time because everybody records everybody all the time. He's always kind. He gets up on subways. Like Keanu Reeves is like an extraordinary person.
He's the real deal. And now add to that super hot list. He's a novelist.
I love that.
And it's so it just came out. It's called The Book of Elsewhere. And it follows a man who cannot die.
So interesting. He wrote a novel. It's not an autobiography or a memoir. It's a, he's a novelist. God, Keanu, quit it.
I know. Stop it. You want to get even higher than that? Okay. Here's where the mom box comes in, you guys. All of these worlds are just colliding for me, okay? All right. So Rebecca H. Sent us a message.
Okay.
She's a fan and a mom. Okay. So she said, when I was 19 or 20, I saw Keanu Reeves' band Dog Star play at a bar in New Jersey.
God bless.
When he came on the crowd, or when he came on the stage, the crowd surged forward and I was knocked over. A bartender picked me up and Keanu said to the crowd, I'm not playing until I know she's okay.
That's when it would get weird for me. They'd be like, I'm not going to play until she stops touching herself inappropriately.
What should you be able to see someone ovulate? Because I just did. I can
I
tell by her eye contact.
My eggs would have been like disco balls. They'd have been like.
Several men were hit by eggs that jumped out of her pants at the Keanu Reeves Dog Star concert. I mean, that's the hottest.
God, stop. And he's 19. To have that wherewithal, you are a star. You're meant to be a star. You will always be a star. Keanu, yes.
He's the best. Is this the funnest game ever?
This, I feel like we could... this was such a good idea, Jen. This like brought, like you and I have been like working really hard and this felt like so fun. And now we have like new podcast things that we're going to talk about. Not the diary, but we're going to talk weddings and bridesmaids.
A diary.
And not the diary because that diary. Is one and done. But you know what? We'll read somebody else's.
That's right. If you guys want to send us, if you want to send us any of your diary excerpts,
but Jen,
we do characters of them.
Oh, Jen's the best. It's that voice that she does, and I'll just either that or the retainer, and I'll listen to both.
I think we should save some questions. We can do them on a live, and we can do our own little Selena Gomez, Benny Blanco,
because so that people can see
video.
Us. Yeah, great.
Yeah.
Great.
We'll do them in the same place.
Well, I think we podcasted, Jenny.
I think we podcasted. I think so.